Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, hi. We're going to start the show in just a second. But first, I know a lot of you like listening to podcasts, doy, but here's the problem. There are now over a million podcasts out there to choose from, so you have to pick the very best. And for progressives, after this podcast, of course, there's no better podcast out there than the Bill Press Pod by our old friend Bill Press. Yes, Bill's still at it, fighting for all the good progressive causes, telling the truth about the worst president in our history, and bringing us his podcast twice a week. So first, every Tuesday, Bill interviews a leading progressive, like this week, Congressman Tim Ryan, plugging hazard pay for nurses, doctors, paramedics, and others who stay on the job, putting their lives at risk every day. And then on Friday, Bill assembles three top Washington reporters to look back on the big stories of the week and expose the latest lies of Donald Trump. That's a Herculean task. As a progressive, the Bill Press Pod is all you need to stay informed, outraged, and engaged. So join me in subscribing to Bill's new podcast. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts, search for the Bill Press Pod, click on subscribe, and tell your friends to do the same. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
It's signs that Gareth's made for the door of his office. He started off with interrogation room. He went to interrogation office, investigation room. Investigation office, just for the... he really lost it here. Quiet, please. Investigation in process. Silence. Interrogation. That's frightening. This is one he's gone for. Investigation and meeting room. Yeah, makes sense. My personal favourite, though, has to be... Gareth Keenan investigates. Wow. So...
there's a lot of... I'm trying to work in here.
Sorry, mate, yeah. How is the investigation going?
Good.
Bob Zeska!
Ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
The Bob Zeska Show!
Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham investigates. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, May 14, 2020, and this is the Bob Zeska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, day 1,211 of the Trump crisis, 173 days until the 2020 presidential election. And you know what? Screw this music. We're doing this. The Goth Ninjas are here. T-Rex, David Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast, patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Also, Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network from -the-bunker.com. Everywhere you get your podcasts and sexyliberal.com. Sexy time. How are you? How are you,
Goth? Hello.
How are you, Goth Ninjas?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was watching the Rick Bright testimony earlier.
How did that go?
In the House. It went just about as well as you would think it went. I mean, he's doing a fine job. I can't help but to think every time I'm just listening and not watching it, just as I'm hearing the audio of the hearings in the House, he sounds exactly like, and this is such an obscure reference, but he sounds just like Lawrence Kasdan, screenwriter Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah.
He's got the same voice. Am I right?
Yeah.
No idea.
Right. Well, Lawrence Kasdan wrote Raiders of the Lost Ark, little movies like that.
Silverado. He wrote Silverado, too, didn't he?
Grand Canyon. He wrote Grand Canyon. He wrote The Empire Strikes Back, that little movie, that little sci-fi
that little
thing
film?
From 1980.
I've heard of that.
A little teeny tiny independent production. Yeah, it was a small 16 millimeter. Showed
it's got a little George Lucas guy. Had something to do with it, too.
It was an art house
classic.
He's
going to get somewhere one of these days. One of these days he's going to make it.
So he is the top U.S. vaccine doctor, Rick Bright, and he was ousted in April and testified today that the U.S. could face, quote unquote, the darkest winter in modern history because the Trump administration was unprepared for the coronavirus. According to Dr. Rick Bright's prepared testimony, he said, "Our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to develop a national coordinated response based in science, I fear the pandemic will get far worse and be prolonged, causing unprecedented illness and fatalities," unquote. So Dr. Bright's a cup half full kind of guy, huh? Dr. Bright testified that the Department of Health and Human Services missed early warning signals in January, February, and March. That's a long time. About a potential shortage of medical supplies and, quote unquote, forgot important pages from our pandemic playbook early on. Dr. Bright filed a whistleblower complaint last week, alleging he was ousted over his attempts to limit the use of hydroxychloroquine, Donald Trump's favorite medicine. And clearly the Republican Party's favorite medicine, because, oh my God, when do the checks start rolling in? Because that's how they're behaving, as if they have an obvious financial stake in all of this. And we know that Trump is partly invested in Novartis and all of these companies making hydroxychloroquine. So we know why Donald Trump's pushing it and has been pushing it all this time, because he's collecting cash. That's what he does. But the question now is, how are all the other Republicans benefiting from that? Are they all into this multi-level marketing scheme that Donald Trump is in on, or what? But he also said, Rick Bright, this was one of the more alarming parts of the testimony. He's talking about a vaccine. And this has become, at least for me, the benchmark for when things should get back to normal, when I'm going to feel comfortable going back to the gym and going back to the grocery store and going out and being around people, is when they have a vaccine. I don't run out and get a flu vaccine every year. I'm one of those guys that is, I don't.
I'm doing it this year.
Yeah, because
I did it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I never get the flu. And knock on wood, I think the last time I had the flu, I mean, literally influenza, was maybe 25 years ago. So it just doesn't happen. And I don't know if it's because of how I live my life or my immune system or what. I just don't get it. But with this, I'm absolutely going to do what I can to be first in line to get this vaccine when and if it ever comes out. And Rick Bright said on a vaccine, 12 to 18 months is an aggressive schedule. So he's looking at best case scenario, 12 to 18 months. But he believes it's going to take longer than that, which is in stark contrast to Donald Trump today. Who was tweeting that there's going to be a vaccine by the end of the year. Sure, Mr. President.
Wrong. It's the same thing as with Putin, who's also, you know, egregiously mismanaging his country's response to the pandemic.
Yep.
It's, you know, your blustering and your bullying and your Twitter rants will only take you so far with opponents that cannot see or hear. You know, it's just like your ideology is, you know, viruses don't care.
Right,
no clue if you're red or blue, and viruses don't care. Don't care. You know, it's just, you know, you can't, it's like every single opponent these assholes have met before in their lives was vulnerable to some form of bullying. And if they weren't, their family and loved ones were.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the COVID virus doesn't have any loved ones to bully. They don't know any other. I have to wonder sometimes, do Republicans like ever get tired of coming down on the wrong side of every single question?
Yeah.
You know, they haven't been right since Lincoln.
No. That's pretty much true. Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, maybe Eisenhower. Eisenhower was a decent president, and so is Teddy Roosevelt, and they were both Republicans. But I mean, they really have not been right since the 50s.
Yeah, I mean,
anything. Labor, segregation, women's rights, health care. I mean, it's just like every single possible issue comes down. And now we even have something that should totally transcend politics and party, a global pandemic that infects everyone, red and blue alike. Yeah, and I mean, they've managed to make it into a, like, you know, I'm so tough, I don't need to fear the pair. It's just,
I mean, when was the last time the Republicans passed like a groundbreaking piece of legislation? And I know to a certain extent,
you mean besides their tax cuts that are going to put us $1 trillion in debt?
Yeah, I mean, what, like the Patriot Act maybe? I mean, there have been things like tax cuts along the line, but I'm thinking in terms of what Republican initiative rises to the level of, say, Medicare or the Affordable Care Act or Social Security. What Republican accomplishment rises to that same level? And I really, honest to God,
well, there
can't
was
think
that
of
Terry Schiavo thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. In the 80s, I guess you could say to an extent, Ronald Reagan got together with Tip O'Neill and they kind of extended the life of Social Security. But that
by
was
raising taxes on everybody.
Yeah, that's right. But there is all kinds of trouble that is emerging now for the Republican Party, and it's self-inflicted. It's almost entirely self-inflicted. And they're trying desperately to make it out to seem as if it's all the Democrats' fault. It's all Obama's fault. And we're going to get to all of that in a second.
Obama!
But
yeah, you can't spell Obamagate without MAGA.
But before we launch into all of that, because that's a whole separate thing. I mean, they're opening a can of worms that is loaded with blowback against
the
Republicans.
Let Obama testify. Just do it. He will wipe the floor with them.
Bright discussed how the director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research urged Rick Bright to request an emergency use authorization of hydroxychloroquine from the FDA that was more limited to, than what the HHS had requested. But that FDA official's name is Dr. Woodcock. Coincidentally enough.
It just begs for a knock-knock joke, but I can't quite put it together.
Yeah.
Knock-knock, who's there? Dr. Woodcock. Woodcock. Dr. Woodcock who?
Dr. Woodcock was my radio name in 1979. If I recall correctly, I think I was using that. I was working in Rochester at the time, and I was Dr. Johnny Woodcock on the radio. Hey, everybody. Did you guys see the protest in Michigan? There was another protest today, and there was a guy. First
another
of all,
one?
Yeah, they had a huge banner. It was in Lansing. They had a huge banner across the front of the building that said freedom, and it was spelled with three E's.
A B?
Three.
Oh, no. Really?
Almost close, but three E's in freedom is how they spell
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking Christ.
And I have no idea if that was intentional, because as if to say, freedom! Or if it was just, oh shit, we put an extra E in there.
Jesus fucking Christ. Wow. I mean, it's just like I said, you know, it's like when they were freaking out in Train Spotting about being Scottish. They're like, we're being dominated by a bunch of effete wankers. You know, like, it's just like, how do we keep getting beaten by these fucking clowns?
Yeah. There was another guy.
I know
was,
how.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There was a guy at that rally. He showed up with a doll on a noose tied to an American flag. It was Barbie. With dark hair. And so apparently that was supposed to represent Governor Whitmer. And he was also carrying an axe for some reason. Like, I don't know, like Paul Bunyan. He had literally an axe, like a wooden handled axe. These are the people that are surrounding Donald Trump. These are the red hats, your red hats on display. And they're
the guy who like basically took his dick out of his half sister to come to the rally.
That's right. Here we go.
We don't give a crap, you see, about how you might die.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
We all join our hands and sing about how we won't comply. We've no brains on the right wing, and you may not know why.
Sing along.
Come on, people now. To hell with grandmother, everybody. Try to breathe on another right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Peace. Holy shit.
Thank you, American Republican Party, for doing everything you can to make sure grandma is shovel ready.
Yeah. No shit. No fucking shit.
Oh, man. So
she's going to spend the last years of her life eating cat food and then die in a pandemic. Thanks, Republicans.
Right. Well, at least they're holding Richard Burr accountable. And you know why they're hurt?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the right thing. Unless Kelly Loeffler brought up on charges. This is about the Russia investigation.
Yes, it's all about the Russia investigation. This is all about Donald Trump being pissed off and vindictive and seeking revenge against anyone who was involved in that. And as we know, Richard Burr was one of the few Republicans, if not the only Republican, who has worked with the Democrats, who worked with Mark Warner to uncover the Russia investigation without the Trump bias. I mean, he's headed the committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, throughout their entire investigation, retraced a lot of even the Steele dossier. I mean, recreated a good part of that through that investigation, and has been linked to, shockingly enough, factual reality with the Russia investigation. And now
we can't have that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other thing is, I see people all over Twitter cheering for this. And yeah, Richard Burr is not necessarily an ally. He's an ally on Russia. And that's very, very important. But I don't think it's anything to cheer for that Richard Burr is going to step, or he actually has stepped down from the Senate Intelligence Committee as chairman. And he is probably going to be replaced by, I'm just going out on a limb here with this, Tom Cotton. And yeah.
That's almost as bad as if they just went ahead and gave it to Jim Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Cotton is Donald Trump with a neck. I mean, that's where it's Tom Cotton. I mean, the guy's a nutbag. He's the guy who the Never Trumpers have been warning about, who is basically in line with Donald Trump, but he's got a brain in his head.
Yeah, he's frightening.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes my gaydar just like ring, 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 ring. Like, you know, I mean, just like Tom Cotton. Just, I mean, if he's not gay, God missed a golden opportunity. Because, I mean, it's just something about, you know, and I've heard rumors to that effect, but I don't know. I heard him from the same people I heard about Aaron Schock.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've been right before, but I just,
yeah.
And that to me is the most insidious form of evil.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, quietly gay republic. Like, you know, Lindsey Graham. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I know. Oh, man, we got to get to Lindsey Graham here in a second. All right, premature, shut off the music. No, we're not going to do that.
Premature, Gone with the Windism. Yeah. You just chiffoned all over yourself.
But yeah, so meanwhile, while Richard Burr has to step down, Jim Inhofe is still around. Kelly Loeffler is still around. Ugh. This is not some random scoop that someone heard through the grapevine. These are documented stock sales in violation of the Stock Act. But the guy who was in charge of the Russia investigation is the only guy to face any ramifications. And then he's going to probably be replaced with a Donald Trump loyalist, with basically the biggest red hat in the United States Senate, who is Tom Cotton.
Because is a giant, whiny, man-sized diaper bag.
Is Cotton the ranking member after...
That's a really good question. I just assumed it's going to be Tom Cotton. I don't know. I have any facts along those lines. I don't know who it's going to actually be. But Marco Rubio also sits on that committee. It's not a committee, at least on the Republican side. It's not a committee packed with good people. It's all
Marco Rubio on the Intelligence Committee. It's just walking oxymoron right there.
It's like Michelle Bachmann. Wasn't she on the Intelligence Committee in the House?
Oh yeah, that was horrifying.
With her, it was the Creative Intelligence Committee.
Right. It could be Jim Reich. I don't know if you pronounce his name that way. He's the no-name senator from Idaho. But look who else is on the committee: Marco Rubio, Susan Collins, Roy Blunt, Tom Cotton, Big John Cornyn, for God's sake, and Ben Sasse. On the minority side, just for what it's worth, Mark Warner, Dianne Feinstein. Mark Warner is the vice chairman. Dianne Feinstein, Ron Wyden, Martin Heinrich, Angus King, Kamala Harris, Michael Bennett. But it will probably be, if Donald Trump has anything to say about it, probably is going to be Tom Cotton. And because one of the things that Tom Cotton will be able to do is start to send documentation over to the White House, sort of like what Devin Nunes was doing when Devin Nunes was the chairman on the House side, or the House Intelligence Committee, before the 2018 election. So this is not going to end up well. And anyone who cheers for Richard Burr losing his gig, I get it. I mean, he has to be held accountable. There has to be consequences for dumping stock like this. But at the same time, we got to remember the way things work these days is when you get a moderate Republican, and I guess you can consider Richard Burr to be somewhat moderate given his stance on Russia.
Compared to what? A caveman?
I don't know. Right. I mean, that's where we are with that's where we are with Republican politics.
A poo flinging monkey. Yeah. Makes, you know, it's just.
Exactly. Well, but God. At the same time, though, we don't want to end up in deeper shit over something else, you know, the Russia investigation. And they've been actively trying to rewrite history on that. And that,
I miss Jeff Sessions now as the AG.
I miss Jeff Sessions and then I reload.
Oh, man.
Fucking hate that little troll.
I know, but he was a better AG than fucking Bill Barr.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And you know what? That brings up a good point that
an environmental Superfund site would be a better AG
than
Bill Barr.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
You are correct, sir. But still, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, Jeff Sessions was a godsend comparatively.
Yeah, and I was thinking about something along those lines, and it relates directly to Bill Barr's existence as AG. And I've been trying to crystallize over the past year or more, like, what exactly is it about Donald Trump getting a second term specifically? I mean, we all know it's going to be a nightmare and a hellscape and all these things, but what is it specifically that's going to make Donald Trump's second term so utterly atrocious? I mean, just beyond anything that we can possibly imagine. And I think I kind of landed on it. First of all, the last 4 years, we've been bombarded with this fire hose of news. It has been one thing after another with this guy, everything from Charlottesville to impeachment and all points in between, just the long list of things that have nothing to do in many cases with legislation. It's just all Donald Trump damage to how the system actually functions, damage to factual reality beyond anything else. And so we know how bad it can be. And that's with the stricture applied of the fact that Donald Trump has to run for re-election. He has to get enough people to vote for him again, one way or another, so he can have a second term. So
Russia can fake the results to make it look almost real.
Well, yeah, there's that. But I mean, here's the thing. We already know at this point, too, that impeachment is probably off the table. Even if Nancy Pelosi decides to go forward with a second impeachment, let's say Donald
Trump. Please stop talking about his second term as if it's a foregone conclusion.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion. All
like
I'm saying.
Clumps of hair are falling out of my head.
Well, here's part of the purpose, though. The purpose is to shake by the lapels some of the people who are sitting there going, I think I'm going to vote for Jesse Ventura, Justin Amash, or I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden's X, Y, and Z, and you're a rape apologist if you vote for Joe Biden. That kind of line. And we know some of the people who are playing with that kind of talking point.
Oh, yes.
So this is part of the reason why talking about a second Trump term and really getting down to the nitty gritty in terms of why it's going to be so bad. Okay, so what we know from his first term is that impeachment is probably off the table. They won't have 67 votes in the Senate to remove, even if the Democrats take back the Senate. What we also know is that the 25th Amendment is kind of off the table. Mike Pence is too spineless, a bunch of spineless weasels surrounding Donald Trump in the cabinet. Probably not going to happen. We also know, and this goes back to Bill Barr, that the Department of Justice is not going to remove or indict Donald Trump. Nothing is going to happen along those lines. There will be no indictment of Donald Trump while he is president. That is obvious and clear to all of us. Okay, so what is left on the table? Let's say in his first term, what is left on the table to hold him accountable? Well, there's the election. Now, imagine second term Donald Trump without impeachment, without impeachment, without any indictments, without any 25th Amendment, and most importantly, unfettered by any kind of re-election. He will not have to run again. So now imagine Donald Trump in a second term, apply everything we know about him from the first term, put that into a second term, and then take out all accountability. Literally every form of accountability against the president. Donald Trump will have that. And we know that if you give Donald Trump an inch, he's going to take 1,000 miles. And he knows this by now, I'm sure, that if he gets a second term, there will be nothing to stop him. Not Republicans, not Democrats, not the Department of Justice, not an impeachment, not the 25th Amendment, certainly not an election. So four more years.
Maybe COVID-19.
Yes, well, and that's on top of being in the middle of a plague, for God's sake.
Because remember, viruses don't care.
So seriously, if you're wandering around playing grab ass with the consequences of this election because of whatever your fucking agenda happens to be, you are tempting a disaster of epic proportions beyond anything you could possibly imagine. I hate to sound this alarmist about it, but this is the centerpiece of it. No accountability. Donald Trump, 4 more years, zero accountability. That is the terrifying.
And that's when the
scenario.
Rest of the world just completely gives up on us.
Yeah.
You know, they're I think that we have a little bit of grace left in just terms of them being like, well, this was a huge mistake. And yeah. Right. They got fucked over by the Russians. And it was just a terrible, terrible thing that they lived out for 4 years. And now it's over. Yeah. But if we reelect him, they're just going to be like, America deserves whatever it gets now.
The fucking purists on the left that are, you know, holding their breath till they turn blue, do they honestly think that 4 more years of Trump is going to get their agenda?
No, because the foundation upon which that agenda has to be built is going to be entirely removed. I mean, what we're talking about here is the potential for Donald Trump to become a Putin-style totalitarian.
Yep. You are absolutely correct.
And this is something that he can achieve in a second term. So imagine an unaccountable Donald Trump who doesn't have an election, just declaring himself to have absolute power. And then he's got the backing of this gigantic disinformation machine. I mean, a $1 billion disinformation machine just going into the campaign, much less what happens after the fact. The ramifications are almost indescribable. Beyond that, because really what you're talking about is the whimsy of someone who needs to be in a mental hospital, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's what we're talking about. With Donald Trump, 99.99% of it is utter whimsy. I mean, what does this button do? Haven't we been talking about that? Like, his whole presidency is, I wonder what this button does. I wonder if I say this, I wonder what'll happen. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. These are the things that I think get lost in the conversation. The big picture scenario. The why. Why specifically is this election so important? Yes, Donald Trump's a monster and we need to get rid of him, but why? And I think that kind of encapsulates it. As terrifying as it is, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be just a colossal Debbie Downer in all of this. But that's what I'm looking at. So there you go. You know, there was an interesting package arrived at our place the other day, and it was a box. It didn't have, well, it had a UPS label on it. And when I opened up the box, I saw inside the box, there was about a dozen N95 masks. Each one individually, sealed in little Ziploc bags. As, oh, cool, someone sent us N95 masks. Maybe it was David, or maybe it was Buzz, or maybe it was my mom. I don't know. Did someone, maybe it was some listener sending us a gift of N95 masks for some reason. But there was no note. There was no specific return address other than the fulfillment center, which was UPS. And so they're like, who the hell sent us these N95 masks? And for some reason, one of the first things Kimberly did when she saw the open box, she tried on one of the masks. Put on one of the masks. I said, what are you doing? What? Oh, God. Yeah.
You're imagining like smallpox blankets, basically.
Well, yeah.
Is there a special present for you from Ryan Knight?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe the bunch of Pepe the Frog people sent it to us. I mean, I'm going immediately to the paranoid side of things too, as I really start to think about it,
as is your wont.
Right. So before I tell you who actually sent it, because I discovered the sender, I have found out who it was who sent me the box of N95 masks without a note or anything like that, and we're going to talk about that in just 1 second. But first, now more than, how's that for a tease?
Nice.
Okay, president.
Now more than ever, we're all thinking about our hygiene, damn it. We're washing our hands, sneezing into our arms. We're practicing social distancing. We're not touching our faces. But what about our phones? They're huge carriers of germs. Phones are a vector for disease, and we rarely clean them. I can't think of the last time I actually cleaned my phone. We're constantly touching these phones with our hands, even pressing them to our face. It's time to take cleaning your phone more seriously. The Clean Phone Pro Sanitizer uses medically proven UV light technology to kill 99.99% of all bacteria that comes in contact with your phone. Better than wipes and safe for your advice. The Clean Phone Pro gets every inch of your phone clean with 9 high-power UVC lights. There's a dedicated wireless charging pad on the top of the chamber. You can be sanitizing your other items while wirelessly charging your phone, or just use the Clean Phone Pro as your go-to charging station any damn time. A fully removable top means easier fit for more items and larger items. Go to thecleanphone.com today and get one for just $89 and free shipping when you use the code SEXYLIBERAL. SEXYLIBERAL is all one word, by the way. If you're serious about hygiene, it's time to get serious about cleaning your phone. Go to thecleanphone.com and keep your phone truly clean. Remember to use the code SEXYLIBERAL for 2-day free shipping, and it's going to ship immediately. That's thecleanphone.com. thecleanphone.com. Thank you.
We are so excited to welcome a new sponsor to the Stephanie Miller Show, Literati, America's number one subscription book club for kids. Who did I send them to?
Your ex.
My beautiful ex and her newborn. And she wrote to me and said, "Hi, Scoot. Look what came today. Baby books from Literati. Cutest delivery ever with personal tags in each book showing they..."
Wait, Scoot? Did I? Stephanie's nickname is Scoot. I'm going to call her Scoot from now on.
I think you should.
Just making a note of that. Okay.
I did not know that. I did not know that that particular ex called her that. And I know her ex. And,
yes.
And,
me too.
And her ex's wife. And I haven't met the baby yet. But wow, Scoot.
Scoot. Hmm. That's going to be a thing from now on. Okay. All right. Just
good to know.
Back to Scoot.
Oh, her baby Alexandra.
That's so cool.
So cute. Thank you again for sharing this incredible book club with us. Alex says hi. Look, this book belongs to Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
There's their kitty guarding all the books.
Aww.
It is a fantastic thing, especially for parents in quarantine. To get it, go to literati.com, literati.com/Stephanie for 25% off your first 2 subscriptions. literati.com/Stephanie. Curated selection, only keep your favorites. Send the rest back for free. Every parent I know loves Literati. Go to literati.com/Stephanie now for 25% off your first 2 subscriptions. literati.com/Stephanie. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bob Seska Show. Things are starting to change. Need a change of scenery. I don't like who I am. What these feelings mean to me. I'm getting my car, but I don't know just where to go. Or maybe jump in the river, but rise above the undertow. I've been seeing you around. I won't let anything get me.
The great Mia Montenegro. Song called I Wanna Go South. Oh, man, one of my favorite albums, one of the best albums that I've had the privilege to play songs from in the past year or so. And we played Mia the very first month of the Indie Music Countdown and our indie music here on the show. That was over a year ago. But thanks to everyone who's been submitting, especially Mia. It's so great. I love this song, love the whole album. BobSeska.com/music. If you want to submit, please do. Thank you so much. All right, so getting back to things here, I teased at the right at the beginning of the commercial break that someone sent me some N95 masks, and I desperately was trying to unravel this mystery. I mean, I had Google Maps open, and I found the location of the UPS drop box. It came from Chicago, and I put out the word on Facebook, like, did someone send us masks? I want to know.
We should kind of maybe have a contest, like people guess wrong answers only, and whoever has the best one gets like 10 N95 masks or something.
Good idea. I wish I had the forethought to actually do that. That would have been fun. Turns out it was the person who's trying to kill Stephanie Miller for the insurance money. her business partner, Ron, sent us the N95 mask via the fine folks at thecleanphone.com. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for N95 masks, go to our one of our fine sponsors, thecleanphone.com today. Get your clean phone for just $89, Clean Phone Pro, and then make sure to use the code SEXYLIBERAL. But also, you can get N95 masks there, too. So have fun. good luck with your mask purchasing. So that wrapped up the mystery. I was so relieved to get that email back from Ron, because I sent him an email. Did you happen to send me N95 masks? But anyway, so getting back to things here, Donald Trump.
I feel like we as a country need to apologize to Dr. Fauci because of Rand Paul.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the man, Dr. Fauci has been a dedicated public servant under Reagan, both Bushes, Clinton, Obama. And then he, you know, and I just, I was watching Rand Paul, who now looks like a bridge troll. You know, I don't like.
He does.
Yes, he does. Like, totally does. Like, is he like gone full Howard Hughes? He's like not cutting his hair and nails anymore and like walking around with Kleenex boxes on his feet. Because, I mean, his hair already was bad. He had COVID hair. He was COVID. Yeah. But COVID wasn't cool. You know, like he had COVID hair before the rest of us. And now, like, now that the rest of us look like ass, he feels the need to outdo us all even worse.
Right. No, I think he grew the beard so that when he moves to Moscow, he fits in the winter.
That's right. Seriously. And that's so important to fit right in there, right? Because he's got that.
I just couldn't believe it where he's like, you know, Dr. Fauci, I just don't know that you're the be-all and end-all. And he's like, where does this yokel accent come from? He used to talk like a stoner. He's, you know, like Rand Paul.
he sounds a little bit like Southern California. His accent weirdly sounds like
he's always sounded like a stoner to me.
Yes, exactly right.
Like a surfer.
Yeah. When I did a bit years and years ago about the, it was like a hair club for men kind of advertisement with Rand Paul and Donald Trump. And it had all the names of their different hair styles and or the different kinds of toupees that they sell, all based on their own hairstyles. The voice I did for Rand Paul was absolutely like a Southern California stoner voice. And it was like, that's what he sounds like.
And I'm Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky. And Dr. Fauci, you're not like the be-all and end-all of the.
Like,
you
oh
should be the one person who's a scientist who knows science.
No.
I'm a doctor, too.
Dude, you are so not gnarly. You are so not gnarly, Dr. Fauci.
He really, like, I thought Fauci was like, you know, with all due respect, go fuck yourself. You know, like.
Almost as good as Carlos Ellis Rockies.
He has the best Fauci.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
The absolute best Fauci, 100%. But you're a close second, David. That was damn good.
That was great. The vaccine won't be available. Yeah, you just... But just seriously, like, I'm just watching this, like, up, you know, Rand Paul, who's like only there because his dad is a, you know, right-wing legend. Mm. And the original, like, mailing list... scam artist, and just he's like managed to work that like Amway kind of family business mail order, you know, conspiracy theory thing to get a Senate seat. And he just, and you know, he's sitting there with like Tevas and cargo shorts on with his coat and tie. I just, oh God, Rand Paul, I just,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, can we get the Haberman sound from Jody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
Oh,
it's
by the way,
Haberman sound. There we go. That's a great name for it. The Haberman sound.
You know what?
The Haberman maneuver.
Yeah.
It's a way to, you know, this a way to stop choking in the process.
Right. But. Well, yeah. I mean, Trump called Dr. Fauci's testimony the other day about caution and opening schools this fall
unacceptable.
It's totally. I didn't see the clip of Trump actually saying this. Trump was interviewed yesterday on Fox News Channel by Maria Bartiromo, who happened to be Lando Calrissian's co-pilot in Return of the Jedi.
Yes, she absolutely was.
That was Chez's jokes back in the day, and it was one of the funniest.
I just remember when Maria Bartiromo was interviewing. I think it was, what was his name? From Wisconsin. Come on, help me out.
From Wisconsin.
Scott Walker?
No, smart Democrat.
Oh, Feingold. Russ Feingold.
Feingold. Russ Feingold. Yes, Russ Feingold. Yeah. And like Maria Bartiromo is like, well, if you like Medicare so much, why aren't you on it?
Like, I'd love to be. God, what an asshole.
Because he's like, I'm not 65. You know?
Like, yes.
I don't qualify yet.
Great and answer.
She's like, she's a Fox Business correspondent and she doesn't know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
So
that's the qualification, you know, like a slit skirt and an IQ like toast.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, I didn't see the interview. I don't know if you guys watched the sit down with Trump and Maria Bartiromo, but
I'd rather watch two sea sponges having sex. Thank you.
I wonder if you've procrastinated to that image, David.
No, never.
There. Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so I'm thinking the way Donald Trump delivered that not an acceptable answer is his somber, so somber, like breathless voice where he goes, not acceptable, not acceptable. Where it's almost like he's out of breath, but he's trying to be serious. So, not acceptable. It's not. And he doesn't even move his mouth when he does it. And it's just...
Dr. Really, Fauci is... I'm so tired of watching his thoughts like bubble out of his face like swamp gas.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes I hear myself describing Trump or these interviews and I'm going, oh my God, I really am going crazy. I'm losing my mind. Like, why am I off on some tangent about who Maria Bartiromo looks like? Well, you know what? It's the fire hose of news. I'm going to blame that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump tweeted, speaking of Wisconsin, he said, the great state of Wisconsin, home to Tom Tiffany's big congressional victory on Tuesday, was just given another win. Its Democrat governor was forced by the courts to let the state open. The people want to get on with their lives. The place is bustling. Okay, sure. You know what? They're going to get on with their lives for, about 2 weeks. And then they're going to be drowning in their own fluids.
I was watching the Supreme Court justice from Wisconsin. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was like, well, it's meat plant workers. It's not the regular folks.
Right.
What?
And that just made my brain bleed.
Oh, yeah, she did. She said and that.
I
think her name is Patience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think it is.
It should be Chastity with a face like that. So she like just she's like, you know, because what she's saying is it's not white people. She's saying it's just a bunch of immigrants. Mm. You know, who cares about them if they're getting sick and dying? Just keep the bacon coming.
Well, I mean, beyond that, in terms of who grandma is going to be voting for, Donald Trump is failing badly with senior voters. And in fact, the numbers between Biden versus Trump and Trump versus Hillary from 4 years ago, the numbers have entirely reversed, where I think it was somewhere around 42% for Hillary in 2016. It's now about 42% support among seniors for Donald Trump, with Joe Biden up in the low 50s, which is exactly where Trump was 4 years ago. So seniors are backing quickly away from Donald Trump.
And well, he's basically saying, I don't care if you die.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to give something, got to put some skin in the game, Grandma. You know, we got to get the economy moving again so my second quarter earnings don't slip too far. And just like,
Well, one of the things that we're going to be relying on, one of the things especially Trump is going to be relying on for this election is, for some fucked up reason, he has decided, hey, this would be a good idea. Again, what does this button do? Let's make the whole election a referendum on Barack Obama. Which, of course, brings in Lindsey Graham. This involves Lindsey Graham now, who's been looped into this utter fucking madness around what Donald Trump is calling Obamagate. And Trump tweeted this today about Barack Obama. If I were a senator or congressman, the first person I would call to testify, this is almost like those Jack Handy Deep Thoughts poems. This is almost how it reads. Deep Thoughts.
If I drop my keys in a river of molten lava... I gotta let him go, man. Those keys are gone.
Like, Deep Thoughts with King Joffrey. If I were a senator or a congressman, the first person I would call to testify about the biggest political crime and scandal in the history of the USA, by far, is former President Obama. He knew
everything!
All in caps. Do it.
Bring it! You know, like... Bring President Obama before Congress. Oh
yeah, well,
God.
That's what he's doing. He's ordering Lindsey Graham, hence this music. He said, do it, Lindsey Graham. Just do it. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more talk.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Here we come. I'm going to get you, Barack Obama.
I love shooting skeet. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Lindsey Graham, Skeet City. Lindsey, about 2 hours ago, said this in response to Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham has announced a broad probe into how the Russia probe got started and whether Mueller was needed.
Oh, my God.
The judiciary,
oh
quote, the judiciary
Of course,
committee.
Lindsey Graham wants to probe someone like a fucking alien. You just hold still, bend over, all right. Now cough.
Oh my God, that is too funny. Lindsay, what do you have to say to that?
F you.
See, he's not very happy with David. So the Judiciary Committee will begin holding multiple in-depth congressional hearings regarding all things related to Crossfire Hurricane.
But on the other hand, that judge is not having it from the Justice Department about Flynn's acquittal.
No.
F you.
What do you have to say to that, Jody?
F you.
I can get an argument here between Jody and Lindsey Graham.
F you.
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 God, can't even get a word in.
Sounds like they just got to a parking. They're fighting over a parking space.
F you.
F you.
Shh, can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound of everyone turning off the podcast? Stop it, Bob. Stop playing this.
F you.
F you.
Okay, so on Fox News yesterday, Trump also said, this was all Obama. This was all Biden. These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them. We caught them.
No. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Okay, a friend of mine just posted that, Trump was right. And I'm like, I just want to strangle him.
Trump was right about what?
About his wires being tapped. See, it's all coming out. It's like, no! This is information that we've known for months Sally Yates going and everybody warning everybody. Oh, my God!
Did you not want to open this can of worms? Because those taps were about Russian money laundering through Trump Tower.
Yeah.
I know. Like, they were do we really want to go there? Do we really want to trot all this out? And Ivanka, like, softening up the gazillionaires?
Here's the thing. There was nothing illegal about it. Donald Trump can't name one illegal thing that was done by the Obama administration. All he says is it was corrupt, and it was, what did he say here? These people were corrupt. The whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them. Caught them doing what?
Doing what?
Everything that is within the power of the national security apparatus in this country, everything that the president has the capability of authorizing.
Let him do it. It's just going to shed a spotlight on how fucking corrupt the guy was before he ever came into office and how tied his connections to Russia were.
Yeah. Donald Trump is a master at doing just this thing. Look at that thing over there. Isn't that weird? And he doesn't have to say anything about what it actually is he's talking about. He just said, look at this. Look at that. Look at Obama. Look at Biden unmasking. Oh, my God, unmasking. It doesn't have to be based on any factual context. There doesn't have to be a law that he's going by. All he has to do is insinuate the appearance or the patina of wrongdoing just by using adjectives like corrupt. You know, this is
just
how he
operates. In the water like a squid.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So meanwhile, acting director of national intelligence Richard Grenell sent Republican senators a list of former senior Obama administration officials who made unmasking requests that might have identified Michael Flynn in classified foreign intelligence reports. And so this is another layer to it. And you know what?
Do you know who Grinnell is? Can I just do an aside here?
Yes.
I track the gay Republicans. Grinnell is the guy who had to scrub his Twitter history for all the bitchy shit he said about Gingrich.
That's right.
He was going to be the spokesman for the Romney campaign. Everyone's like, are you kidding? That trash mouth queen? Like, he is like, I mean, like the nastiest, bitchiest, most inch deep, superficial Washington Beltway operative. And now he's acting director of national intelligence.
F you.
See, Lindsay,
this is the D team. I mean, we're actually on like the Z team at this point for the Republican Party. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's my view on all of this. I say, bring it on. Call Obama in before the Judiciary Committee, before Lindsey Graham's committee. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, really. Bring it out, Republicans.
Yes. Because
bring out your dead.
Right. Because not only will that put Barack Obama front and fucking center, because already this is a referendum on Obama. This is what this election is going to be. And remember, Barack Obama in 2008 won Indiana. I mean, this is the biggest blunder, politically speaking, that Trump has made as far as his campaign goes, making this about Barack Obama. The other thing this does is this puts the investigation of the previous administration on the table. So this is going to haunt Donald Trump, because what he has done, it started with the Durham probe, with Bill Barr assigning John Durham, the U.S. attorney out of Connecticut, to investigate the Obama administration, the origins or the oranges of the Russia investigation. That started the precedent. This continues the precedent that is now established for the first time. We are now, as an executive branch, going to freely investigate the previous presidential administration. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for Donald Trump? Well, he better fucking hope that he gets reelected in November, because if he doesn't, that precedent is going to be waltzed right through by Joe Biden and whoever is his running mate and whoever turns out to be his attorney general. Yeah, exactly right.
I've got a metaphor for you.
Yeah, okay.
The Republicans right now, like last week, right as the Flynn news was coming down, my huge cat with the long hair, Travis, he came wandering into the room with this giant dingleberry hanging from his butt. Right? What? And just purring, and wants to get in my lap, like, hi, daddy, I love you. And like, no, and like, I'm trying not to make any sounds to indicate that something repulsive is going on. But I really only have about, you know, a foot in any direction to move because my headphone cord is short and there's no paper towels. There's nothing here. And so, like, he's trying to climb into my lap and purring and give me the big sweet eyes. And I'm just like trying to ward him off without making any sense. So I'm like a squatting mime doing an impression of a lawn sprinkler at this point, trying to scare him away without making any noise.
So perfect
visual.
This
is the Republicans. Yeah. They're like, here, look at our asses.
Right.
Like, look at all the things we're guilty of.
Goes perfectly with my outraged response when that came down. Yeah, I was full like.
F you.
F you.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley went full red hat today about all of this.
She
tweeted, hard to see any scenario that President Obama didn't know about what was being done to Flynn. For his chief of staff and Biden to be among the people requesting the unmasking takes this to a new level. Hashtag America deserves answers.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. They were asking for these president's identity because he was meeting with the Russians.
Yes.
He was part of the transition and he was violating our sanctions and telling them to just hang on until the new president gets sworn in because we're going to drop those nasty old sanctions. And that is fucking illegal. Well, okay, Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
So get back on your fucking plane with the president and make out on the white couch or whatever you guys do. It's so creepy.
She is
play
so
with each other's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
she wants to be Donald Trump's new vice presidential running mate. She wants to be the replacement for Mike Pence. That's what she's doing.
Yep. She's heard there's COVID in the vice president's office, and she is getting on her campaign shoes.
But this is a colossal mistake for Nikki Haley politically and personally for her career. Because what it does
Please
is
tie that millstone around your neck.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, it inextricably attaches Nikki Haley to the Red Hat cult. We have the receipts. We have the tweets. We have the statements. Nikki Haley is just another Red Hat. So anyone who thought that, oh, maybe Nikki Haley's one of the sane ones, we can deal with Nikki Haley, maybe, because she's not really like Trump. Well, yeah, she is. She's totally like Trump. She's just like Trump.
She's a Republican woman, which is basically like, I mean, being a chicken for Colonel Sanders or whatever metaphor you want to go with. It's completely like self-defeating behavior. Like any woman who supports the Republican agenda of removing women's bodily autonomy and locking babies in cages.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Cockholm syndrome, lady. Like just... a Republican. God. I don't get it. And they're like all so blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some meeting of like in Florida. It was a big gathering, of course, like last week of a bunch of evangelical Christians for Trump and like all the women. It's just like this sea of peroxide. Just like, you know, they're like, we aren't going to let some invisible thing control our lives.
Thank you, Florida.
Yeah.
Because we believe in Jesus and he will protect us. And it's like, oh, you
shut up. The hell up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
All right, we're going to take a short
Philip Seymour Hoffman, fuck you, or shut up.
Oh, yeah, I've got that one too.
Shut up. Shut
yeah, there
the
you
fuck
go.
You
yeah, that takes it to a different
shut
level.
Up. Will you shut up. Shut up. Shut up now.
That's where I am. That's the stuff right there. All right,
I like them together personally, but
oh yeah, okay.
That to me is like the mega mix.
Yeah, let's see here.
Shut up.
God damn it. All right.
It's like Bohemian Rhapsody.
On that note, we'll take one last break. Back with more show after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
Hey. Hey, this is a band called this is a band called Xerox. That's Xerox with a Z. And they're covering the Gorillaz here. Gorillaz. Feel Good Inc. This is a new band that has come to my attention. Surf punk.
Lots of ladies, ponies at the track.
Lots of fun surf punk, including that cover of Gorillaz there. Okay, so Mike Flynn might be held in contempt of court. This is one of my favorite stories. Good. Because they're trying desperately to drop the charges against Mike Flynn. And
once you've entered a guilty plea, it's kind of a done deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can't drop the charge.
Yeah, because he can be tried for perjury now because he lied to the judges three times about saying he was guilty, and that's also against the law. So
but in
either
Bill
way,
Barr's
he's
Barr's Justice Department, it doesn't matter. I think we should always say Bill Barr's name like we're on quail. Bill Barr. Like we have the same blood pressure as an ice tray. Bill Barr. You know?
Yeah, so Flynn could actually be held in contempt of court and charged with perjury by Judge Emmett Sullivan, who's clearly displeased with the fact that the Justice Department has dropped its charges suddenly against Flynn, despite having twice pleaded guilty to them. Right, Flynn?
You know what?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah, that's where I was last week on this story. But now I'm like, okay, now Judge Emmett Sullivan has this under control. I think this is
good. He's appointed, I think, at a retired judge.
Yeah.
Who's apparently also known for their independent streak. Mm-hmm. Re-adjudicate that? Do you have that information in front of you?
I don't. I don't have whether or how that process is going to work.
So you're going to just let me hang out over my skis here.
I think so, yeah. Well, but so the chances still are pretty damn good that Donald Trump is going to pardon Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
If the dropping of the charges doesn't work, I mean, again, Debbie Downer, sorry. It looks like Donald Trump will go to his last-ditch effort, which is to just pardon Mike Flynn. And I feel like that's going to happen at any time now, because I think Donald Trump sees the writing on the wall. At least he's been briefed, I'm sure, about the fact that it looks like Judge Sullivan is going to throw some charges at Mike Flynn to get around all this.
Mike Flynn was busy. He was having like all these meetings with the Russians and Turkey.
Yeah.
You know, Erdogan's people. And he was just like dealing and wheeling before he even got it sworn in.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And Lindsey Graham is like, I mean, not Lindsey Graham. What's his face? The frog. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, you know, President Obama should keep his mouth shut. He's classless.
Oh my God, that is so good. You could do a whole like conversation between Mitch McConnell and Dr. Fauci. One man show. But I mean, meanwhile, Paul Manafort was released from prison to serve the remainder of his sentence from home due to concerns over coronavirus. And the fascinating aspect of this is Michael Cohen was going to go home too because of the coronavirus, but Michael Cohen has to stay in prison.
Yeah, and Michael Jesus Cohen Christ. Actually meets the criteria for being released early. Paul Manafort does not.
So what do you think, Jody? Is this because Donald Trump wants to reward Paul Manafort and then punish Michael Cohen? Because
Yes.
Well, there was this other story that's related to the Manafort story that hasn't really gotten a lot of traction because of, well, the thousand other things, you know, on the front page of the news these days. But Ukraine was going to charge Paul Manafort with corruption. And then the case just magically disappeared. This is a BuzzFeed News article. They revealed that in May 2019, as Manafort...
But Hunter Biden, Bob.
Yeah, don't forget.
As in May of 2019, as Manafort settled into his U.S. prison cell, a special investigations unit inside the Ukrainian prosecutor general's office was preparing to wrap up a four-year-long investigation, drafting an indictment for Manafort as well as for Greg Craig. That's the former Obama White House counsel and partner at the big shot law firm of Skadden, Arp, Slate, Marr, and
You sound like you're having a seizure.
Yeah, it's like I'm back naming Return of the Jedi characters again.
Eep, op, ork, that means I love you. Yeah.
Skadden, Arp, Slate, Marr, and Flom. Yeah, I almost
Skadden, Arp, and Garden, Fiedlin,
yeah, that sounds like it's a made up thing.
I know.
It's an angry German child.
At least one of those names is a made-up name. I'm convinced of that.
Flom. I'm going with Flom.
Flom, yes. The charge against Manafort, aiding in the embezzlement of state funds. Charges were ready to be filed, but prosecutors held off in order to gain assistance from the DOJ. This is key. This wraps in Bill Barr. This wraps in Donald Trump. They needed certain documents filed, but the prosecutors filing those documents held off to get assistance from the Department of Justice. So far, no charges have been filed because they never got the assistance from the DOJ. I wonder why. Could it be?
Maybe Bill Barr.
It's Bill Barr. Bill Barr is so.
History is written by the winners.
See, now that's Mitch McConnell. That's not Bill Barr.
That's Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
It was.
Bill Barr has got the even keeled tone of voice. Like he barely gets above a mutter. He's like, well, it wasn't on my.
There you go.
Wasn't on the front burners for me. I just put that on the back burner, and you know, it's the AG's prerogative to do that sort of thing. And everyone goes, yes, exactly what he said, because it's so reasonable sounding. Right. Yes. What Bill Barr said.
We never do that.
No, never, never, ever, ever. What do you say about that, Lindsay?
F you.
F you.
See, and you jump right in on that. Okay. That's it for the show today. By the way, you got to listen to my interview with Ed Feldman from yesterday. Ed Feldman from The Furniture Guys. I originally talked to both of the Furniture Guys on the show back in March, but I wanted to talk with Ed Feldman one more time because Ed Feldman is loaded with opinions, and most of them are fucking hilarious. He tells a story about Woody Allen on yesterday's show, his brush with Woody Allen. He also tells a story about his brush with Stanley Kubrick, because of the Furniture Guys television show on TLC, all through
that. Yeah, but Jody's going to have him beat, because Jody knows everyone in Hollywood.
Right. So I
bought milk next to Christian Slater in an elevator. Sorry.
Go to wherever you get your podcast, find the Bob Seska Show, because you're listening to the Bob Seska Show right now. You're probably already there. But make sure to listen to the Wednesday interview shows. They're lots of fun. Ed Feldman is so fucking hilarious. Okay, meanwhile, you can listen to Jody Hamilton on the From the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com, also at sexyliberal.com, everywhere you get your podcasts, and David Ferguson's podcast. We call him T-Rex, by the way. That's at patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. Don't forget to support all your favorite Sexy Liberal programs at sexyliberal.com. And make sure to subscribe to my Patreon page at bobseskashow.com. Here's what you want to do. The $15 tier is the one I don't talk about a whole lot. But the $15 level on our Patreon page will get you what is known as the ultimate edition of this show. So let's say, for example, you want to listen to today's show, Thursday's show. Well, if you're subscribed for $15 a month on our Patreon page, you will get a commercial-free version of this show. But wait, there's more. Not only that, but you're also going to get the postmortem show at the very end of it, all in one continuous file, exactly the way we record it every Tuesday and Thursday. So you get that too. Plus, oh, wait, still more. The Friday After Party with me and Kimberly Johnson. You also get that too. So for $15 a month, you get the ultimate edition of the Tuesday and Thursday show. That includes the postmortem show, plus the Friday after party. That's a bargain at twice the price. We pass the savings along to you. Thank you, Goth Ninjas. We'll see you on the postmortem show. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. F you.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.